If you're looking to hook up with experienced flirty moms, then this is going to be the perfect video for you.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating website called Moms Get Naughty, where, you guessed it, moms get naughty. Now, right off the bat, if this doesn't sound like the perfect online dating website for you, no worries, we've got a great solution for you, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know exactly what that perfect online dating website is for you personally. So if you'd like to take this quiz, you can do so by jumping down into the description down below, or by clicking on the link that's popping up above my head right here. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, be sure again to check out our description down below or click the link that's popping up above my head right here. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five categories, the first of which being the user demographics, then the ease of use, then the pricing, then the key features, and then the success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on our list, which is the user demographics. So clearly this is a website for two different types of people, those who are naughty moms and those who are interested in hooking up with them. It says it right there in the name, doesn't it? While it's an interesting concept for a dating website, I'm sure you can see that it's one that could prove to be popular. Currently, around 3 million users from across the globe are registered on Moms Get Naughty. Over 2 million of these are from the United States alone. Around 90,000 users are active on the website each week, and that's over 10,000 users each day and 360,000 users every month. Even for a site with such a specific target audience, these figures are extremely impressive. When it comes to the male-female ratio, it's pretty typical for a site of this nature. Close to 75% of all users are male, while the remaining 25% are female. Finally, before we get into the site itself, let's break down the most popular age ranges on Moms Get Naughty. While close to half the users on the website are between the ages of 35 to 44 years old, and then that's followed by the 45 to 54 age group, and then the 25 to 34 year old age group. Now this is going to move me on to number two on my list, but before I jumped into that, I did want to make sure you guys are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with our YouTube channel, and we super duper appreciate it. This is going to move me on to number two on my list, which is the ease of use. First things first, you will have to sign up through the registration page. This process is fairly quick though. Initially, you'll have to provide your gender and that which you are looking for, which includes gay and lesbian options, your age, an email address, your password, and your location. You will then need to confirm your email address by clicking on a link within a verification email sent to you in order to gain access to the website. Moms Get Naughty does actually take you to your profile first up, so it's best just to get all of your profile done before you start searching for other people on this website and hooking up with them. Without a completed profile, you stand very little chance of finding the right person to hook up with. When it comes to the profile, there are a few things that you will notice about your profile straight away. First, the website assigns you a username, which is based on your email address. You are more than welcome to change this, and I actually suggest that you do. You will also need to assign a profile picture, and remember to choose a decent one that shows your face. Potential hookups will want to see that. Some other bits of information that you will need to provide for your profile include a status, where you can think of this as a sort of promotional tool. It's one of the first things that a potential matchup sees along with your profile picture. And other things, of course, including your ethnicity, your body type, and your hair color. Now, this is just the initial information that you can provide before you are whisked away to the website, but clicking on your profile allows you to add even more. These are all about your appearance and lifestyle, and they will take less than 5 minutes to actually complete. You can also upload a video if you'd like to, and I again suggest that you do. A video can really help get your personality across to others and help your success. The website itself has a modular design that is simple to navigate and makes potential matchups the stars of the show. You will notice only a few menus that are listed at the top of the screen. These are search, where you can launch a search for other users, the like gallery, which is a roulette style matchup game that is found on many other online dating websites nowadays, messages, which is the speech bubble icon where you can obviously find your messages, the notifications, which is the bell icon where all your notifications will be found, including if somebody viewed your profile, for example, and profile, where you can make changes to your profile. From the very beginning, you are provided with matchups that are near you. You can change what you see by clicking the following menus, which are situated below the main menus I just mentioned. These options include all members, which is your default setting and will show you all members that are near you, there's the online now option, which shows you members that are only currently online, and new members, which will show you members that have currently just joined the website. While you can't find users that way, you can also launch some of your searches on your own through the search menu or the quick search menu. Here you can adjust the following parameters, which include gender, age range, and location. These are just very basic parameters, and you can add more by clicking on the filter button. By doing so, you can now use various profile parameters to narrow down your search to the kind of hookup that you are specifically looking for. Moms Get Naughty's larger user base lends itself to searches that include numerous parameters, but if your returns do start to diminish in size, you may have too many specific parameters set. Of course, you can also use the Like Gallery to scroll through other user profiles as well, and then you will get the opportunity to either dismiss them or like them. And if you do like them and they do the same to you, then you have a matchup, and that's certainly worth looking into. When it comes to making contact on Moms Get Naughty, when you view somebody's profile, they will actually get an alert. So already they will know that you are showing some interest. You also have an add to favorites option and a like option on their profile as well. Again, these users will also get alerts to the fact that you have done either of these choices. You can also send a flirtcast, which is basically a broadcast message to all users in your area. But what about messaging? Well, on their profile, you will notice a chat option. If you do click on that though, you are immediately taken to the membership sign up page. This should tell you that yes, chatting is a member only feature. So let's get into what membership will actually cost you. So this is going to move me onto number three on my list, which is the pricing. But before I jumped into that, I did want to ask you guys our question of the day. And our question of the day today is, who is your favorite celebrity mom? Let me know in the comments down below. Let's move on to number three on this list, which is the pricing of Moms Get Naughty. Before I go over the actual cost of the membership prices, I do want to say that they are actually pretty competitive for what you get. There are a lot of features that are available on this website, and even more features are accessed through the membership, which we'll get into later in this review. But for what it costs, it is definitely worth it. The second thing I want to mention too is that there are actually trial memberships that you can utilize too that last 1 day or 1 week. Just be sure though that you do cancel your membership before those trials are over. Otherwise, you're going to be charged for their standard 1 month membership, which is around $38. So let's go over the different memberships that you can get and the time ranges that they will last for each one. So a 1 day trial membership will cost you 99 cents. A 7 day trial membership will cost you $7 and a penny. A 1 month membership will cost you $27 and a penny. And a 3 month membership will cost you $45.44 or $16.20 per month. Without a doubt, this is very competitive pricing for the niche and for the amount of users who are actually utilizing this website. And again, because you have those options to sign up for a trial membership, I really do think it would be a great option for you to do just to dip your toes into the website to see if it is worth it for you. But I do want to mention that no matter what online dating website you actually sign up for, it is really important that you check out our online dating website deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. So this is going to move me onto number four on my list, which is the key features of Moms Get Naughty. But first, before we go over the membership features, let's go over the features that you can actually utilize as a non-paying member. As a free member, you can play the Like Gallery matchup game, you can change your profile status, you can post a flirtcast, and you can make use of advanced search parameters. Features like the flirtcast and the Like Gallery are often membership features on other online dating websites, so it's actually pretty good that you get these for free. So let's go over what you actually get as a paying member. And the first most important feature that you get as a paying member is the ability to send and receive messages. Without messages, there is no way that you can use any online dating website in an effective manner. So it's a must that you get a paying membership on this website if you do actually want to find success. Membership to Moms Get Naughty means that you can send messages to any users and you can read any that you receive. The next feature that you get on this website is large user photos. Instead of seeing a small profile picture for each user, membership means that you can see their profiles in full. That's not just their profile pictures, but also any other photos they may have posted as well. The next feature that they have is to see what type of relationship others want. If you've used a dating website before, you've probably had the scenario where you want to find the perfect matchup, but they aren't looking for the same type of relationship that you are. That's really not a problem though if you're a member of Moms Get Naughty, because the type of relationship they want is now displayed on each user profile. The next feature that they have is extra search options. Although regular users do get extra search options while looking for matchups, as a member, you get even more parameters to change to your liking. The next feature is photo and video sharing. If you are a member, you can also post videos and photos while chatting with others. Another feature is the support team, where members of Moms Get Nani get premium support whenever they need it. And the last feature I want to mention is profile promotion. Membership also gives you the ability to promote your profile so more users will notice your profile. So this is going to move me on to number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. But before I jumped into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with that YouTube algorithm, and it really pushes our videos out so that more users can interact with these videos online and get better information in the online dating world. We super duper appreciate it. It's going to move me on to number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. If you are looking for long-term love, then Moms Get Nani certainly doesn't fit the bill, but yes, the name clearly indicates that, doesn't it? If you're looking to hook up with moms who are looking for a little bit of fun or are one yourself, well then this site just fits the bill. So let's talk a little bit about the things that I liked about this website. And the first thing is that it is actually really easy to use. From the start, you will quickly get used to finding your way around how it all works. Finding matchups is simple too, and I had a huge range to sort through, all within a few miles of my location. I guess the fact that Moms Get Nani has over 3 million users helps in that regard. Of course, the frustration comes in when you want to contact other users, but just like any other online dating website, the ability to message someone is behind a paywall, so this is certainly an impossible website to use for success for free. Do keep in mind though that there are still some neat things you can do for free though. For example, play the Like Gallery matchup game on the website, as well as send flirtcasts to other users who are near you. Lastly, seeing that membership is a prerequisite to use the website to contact others, Moms Get Nani certainly hits the nail on the head when it comes to their pricing. While the features aren't particularly spectacular, some of them are pretty useful and well worth checking out. I do recommend that if you are interested in using this website that you do register for free, play around with it a little bit before you decide to pay for that membership to see if it is worth it for you. But if you still don't think that this website is going to be worth it for you, no worries, I got a great solution for you, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know exactly what that perfect online dating website is for you personally. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. Now with that being said, if you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to click on the videos that are popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys one more time our question of the day, which was, what is your favorite celebrity mom? Let us know in the comments down below. That being said, be sure you guys leave a like and subscribe. Super duper appreciate it. And we'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.